the floors.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'd like first of all to thank Minister Syed Balkhi of Afghanistan for his opportunity and to say that for his intervention, and to say that we will tomorrow leave a very important moment in our meeting with the high-level segment on solutions for the Afghan refugees, but that indeed with all the challenges, with all the difficulties, with all the problems, and the Kunduz attacks just show them, we believe there is a very important opportunity here, thanks to the determination of President Ghani and his government, and in particular of Minister Balkhi, to create the conditions for sustainable return of both internally displaced people and refugees in the areas where that can be done in safety. And to say that we will be fully supporting that effort, and we thank him also very much for the proposals that he made on refugee and migration management. Your Royal Highness, Princess Tsandzile, Distinguished Minister of Home Affairs of Swaziland, I would like to underline the open door policy and the self-reliance and integration policy of your country, and also to express our support to the review of the refugee bill of Swaziland. Thank you very much. Monsieur le Ministre Amadou Konaté du Mali.
The Distinguished Minister of Mali, to you, sir, I wish to express my utmost sympathy and solidarity with the people of Mali at this key point in your country's history. We have followed the process of peace and reconciliation carefully, and we wish it every success. We are delighted that your government is prioritizing return and social and economic reintegration of Malian refugees. Last year, you had some good news with regard to Mauritanian refugees as testament to Mali's generosity. This year, you are announcing the forthcoming ratification of the Convention on Stateless Persons, and you really are a symbol of good news which reaches us.
Al-Ghunaim of Kuwait, your intervention reflects what has been the leadership and the generosity of the His Highness the Emir of Kuwait and of the government of the people of Kuwait, fully supporting refugee protection and assistance and solutions all over the world, but in particular in the context of the Middle East. The three donor conferences convened in Kuwait are the demonstration of that leadership and that generosity, and UNHCR has benefited enormously from your support. I can only underline it once more and express my very, very deep gratitude. Honourable Minister Shokgati of Botswana, I'd like to say that we have fully supported the agreement that you mentioned in relation to the Namibian refugees, closing a chapter that, of course, it is possible thanks to what is today the remarkable progress made by both Botswana and Namibia and the excellent relations between the two countries. Madame la Ministre Yarafa Ogeni de la...
Madam Minister from the Central African Republic, allow me to express our utmost commitment to protection and assistance to refugees from the CAR in neighbouring countries, but also to humanitarian actions within the country. I have to say that it was with profound surprise and pain that I saw the Central African Republic drama playing out. Working with refugees and within the CAR, we are aware of the donor gap, the gap between the donor commitments and the expenditure commitment of $85 billion. This indicates that the world has largely forgotten the drama of the Central African Republic. I believe that this drama needs to be reprioritized on the international agenda in these particularly difficult times. Regrettably, the Central African Republic has become a symbol of how a harmonious society in religious terms, where different communities had always lived together in peace and security, can seed to political populism, which can give rise to dramatic manifestations of religious intolerance. I think that resolving the difficulties faced by your country is hugely important, not only for your country, but also in view of the symbolic importance of the intolerance which exists there.
Ministro João Batista Cosuma de Angola, a sua intervenção. Uma vez mais solicitar...
I wish to thank the distinguished representative of Angola for his...
A colleague from Angola, and felicitate also the government of that country for giving us a chance to contemplate some of the solutions, durable solutions that are being thought of for the Angolan refugees, and also express our satisfaction at the new law that is the statute on the refugees, and again, hope, you know, share our best hopes for this friendly people that are so close to my Portuguese roots.
Sierra Leone, and to say that indeed, Sierra Leone has been an exemplary country with its policy of local integration. And today you also brought us a new joy with the candidate of approval of the statelessness conventions, and we hope the soon with the news about ratification in your parliament. Deputy Minister Ms. Nialete Mondlane of Mozambique. The Deputy Minister is not here, but I'd like to ask you please to convey to her how much I was happy to see her. Her father has been a very important reference in my youth. And so I wanted, please, that you convey to her my very, very warm regards. And I will never forget what his father represented for all those that wanted democracy and the end of colonialism in Portugal. I want also to say how much the Mozambican tradition towards refugees has been important for all of us, to thank references on the unpredictability of the present situation, and also a very strong appeal on funding, and especially in relation to the problems of food insecurity of refugee populations in Africa. Thank you very much for that. Deputy Minister Fatima Chauhan of South Africa, once again, a very eloquent intervention, especially with a very strong appeal for peace and tolerance, an appeal that is deeply rooted in your country's tradition, and especially in that enormous reference for all of us that is Nelson Mandela. Now he is physically close to our office, as you mentioned, but he has always been not only close, but inside our hearts as a remarkable example that is absolutely crucial in today's world for not only refugee protection, but for peace and for tolerance to prevail everywhere. Thank you very much.